This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. If you have a question for me or my guest, you can call us at 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Because here we go. We're going to talk about probably the most popular handgun platform on the planet. With a very learned professor, because this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir. Joe? Have we got Joe?
Oh, there we are. I had you on mute for a second while I was on talking to David for a little bit. I forgot that I had you on mute. I'm sitting here whistling the song going, yep, here we go. Live radio, the drama of...
I hope David is a bigger name. I can understand a bigger name. That's not a resounding endorsement.
He requires some attention sometimes, as we all do.
I understand.
Yeah. He's coming along good, though. Did you see the pictures of his first gun?
No, I did not. I haven't. I've had a lot of stuff going on, so I need to go and look. But
Stop going downtown every night and protesting, okay? Start with that.
Listen,
that'll give you more time.
I am not with the soy boys. There's a lot of things I may be. I am not with the soy boys.
You're not wearing them skinny jeans?
I am not wearing the skinny jeans. First of all, I'm too big for, even skinny jeans would be like baggies for most people if I got a hold of them. But that's all beside the point. I did a couple of, I found this interesting, and I want your opinion of it. I had a couple of Nighthawk pistols here I had to review.
And
I'm reviewing them. And, the 1911, the high-end 1911 is not a new thing.
As a matter of fact, the
high-end 1911 became its own cottage industry. There's like the manufactured 1911s that you can get from Ruger or Smith & Wesson or Remington or Springfield or, SIG. SIG even has a 1911 nowadays. I don't really... The ones with the outside extractors, I'm not real wild about them. But you know what I mean. You can get one of those, but... I don't know of any one 1911 owner out there that may start with that doesn't want to go to one of the higher end ones of that. And despite all of that, every time I do a review, whether it's yours, theirs, somebody else's, because I've got three high end players, with you being, you're the one that has summited Everest and everybody else is still coming from base camp. Whenever somebody starts talking money, for some reason, the idea that I guess they think a high end, and the high end 1911s are, is it because of all the modifications does that platform really lend itself to customizing?
Oh, absolutely. More so than probably, well, it is akin to an AR or a Remington 700 as far as the modifications that people make. I mean, whether it's as simple as, hey, I got these really nice custom grips, or, hey, I sent my gun in and I had the whole thing rebuilt, which means they only kept the frame and they put all new parts in it and customized the whole gun.
Right.
So, yeah, the 1911 is far more customizable, in my opinion and experience, than, say, a SIG, whatever. Pick your model number SIG. Or Smith & Wesson. Pick your model number, Smith & Wesson. The only thing that I can think of that would rival in the handgun the true customization side of things would be the Glock. And, you know, only because you have guys out there like Ben down at Boresight and Agency Arms and Zev and all these companies that they do grip work or they do slide work or, you know, so there's a lot of modifications you can do to Glock to customize them. But you still don't see Glocks that people are selling for $8,000 to $10,000.
Well, and this is the other thing, though, with these polymer, the polymer grips with Glocks, because do you know why Poly 80 came into being? Poly 80, the Glock frame, the Glock clone frames. You know why they came into being?
No, I do not know why.
Well, part of it has to have been that with the polymer lower, the first thing everybody wants to do is a stipple job, right? Because it lends itself right to a stipple job. So first you shave it, and then you do the stipple job. But the problem with the stipple job on a polymer pistol is that eventually it wears out. Mm-hmm. And then you shave it a little bit again, then you do the next stipple job. And before long, one day when you're doing the stipple job, it just feels like you have no resistance anymore, and you're in the magwell.
Right.
So I would not think that's actually a problem, that with a steel gun, you can actually melt and replace material in a steel gun, can't you?
To some degree, yes. I mean, we've had to weld frames up. You know, the gun we did for Craig Bernhardt down at Scallywag, it had been worked on by somebody else who had ground underneath the trigger guard to give it a high cut.
Right.
And he had ground through to the mag catch slot and then just refilled it with epoxy because he was going to Cerakote it. And thank God we found that before we went to blew it. You know, that would have been very, very upsetting. But we, you know, I spent probably 30 hours total just on fixing that hole, between, you know, having it welded, then grinding it down, then filling the spots that appeared after that, then grinding it back down, then filling them again. You know, and I think I had that gun, the underside of that trigger guard, welded, oh, 6 or 7 times before I was happy with it and happy with the way it came out. So yeah, you can add metal. So that is certainly an advantage if you feel the need to do so.
What about now? When we start talking, let's get into the which I'm going to make a presumption here, and if I'm wrong, of course, feel free to slap me down. With the lower part of the pistol, that's primarily going to be your trigger, which is really the only thing that needs to be customized, you know, to be dialed in, and then everything else becomes about ergonomics. So that's fairly easy to get it right. I would think in the upper, where you've got all, you got more moving parts, you got guide rods, you got to figure out the right spring, and that kind of stuff. This is where the real brow, you know, your brow furrowing up and everything. Is that where that happens in the upper, or am I wrong?
Well, I personally find the lower to be as challenging as the barrel fit, if for no other reason than there are multiple different kinds of trigger jobs that a person can have.
Right.
You have to know what kind of trigger job the person wants. You have to know the weight of the trigger job that they want and also be able to keep it free of clicks and creeps and you know, hiccups of any type.
Right.
So there's a lot of idiosyncrasies that go into that. Also, you know, you got the grip safety. Well, some people don't care about how the grip safety disengages. I personally want the grip safety to work, but I want it to disengage with a dirty look.
There you go. Hang on right there, if you will. Coming up on the first break of the hour. For those of you that want to get involved with Chambers Custom, it is not. It's going to get easier, but it is a process, but it all starts by going to chamberscustom.com, finding out what they're doing, finding out what's going on, and you go from there. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Engineers Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Interested in the 1911 University, if you have a question, if you just want to talk to Joe and maybe try to talk him into talking Heidi into putting you on the list, the number to get in is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Very shortly, you should be able to take Collins. You should put that out there that they can call into 1911 University. I know they'll do it then.
That's pretty thing, actually. I didn't know we were doing that, and it's cool.
Well, we just started it this week. I used not to take calls, but now I'm trying to get directed calls at my guests versus, you know, other stuff. But anyway, let's go back to 1911s. Now, as you know, I have a variety of guns here that are mine, and I have in the past carried a variety of them, except when I go down day after tomorrow, because Keita Bussey is going to be teaching class down there, and I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to film her a little bit, because I've done a lot of stuff with Keita, but I haven't ever filmed her or interviewed her on video before, and she's sort of a nut. The gun I'm going to carry is going to be the Chambers, the Fat WMGC. And the reason I'm going to carry that gun is, and that's what I've been doing this whole time as we've been in Riot City, USA. Have you guys been having that in Nebraska? Did anything at all happen in Nebraska? I haven't heard of anything, but did it?
Yeah, they had some riots up in Omaha, and they're expecting some more because they had a bar owner who happened to be white, who got attacked by four young black males. One of them put him in a chokehold, so he shot the kid in the neck and killed him.
Wow.
And the cops are like, yeah, we're not bringing up any charges because, well, he was getting attacked. And he warned them. He warned them three times. You can see it on video. He's like, no, stay away from me. I don't want any trouble from you. And then they attacked him, so he killed one. And then we had a little bit of, you know, some hoodlums up in Lincoln, you know, college town, trying to flex their muscles, and they made the mistake of burning down a building just down from the Capitol building that apparently houses a number of law offices. And I would imagine that the lawyers who maintained their offices in that building were pretty quick to get on the phone to Uncle Pete, who is our governor, and express their displeasure, and they have pretty much quashed any issues in Lincoln. So, you know, but other than that, I mean, we're so spread out here, you know, if people wanted to come and ride in a small town, the locals have already decided around where we live that we would just all show up in town and be like, no, you're not welcome, go away.
Does that work? So,
yeah, it seems to. Yeah. A friend of mine who lives in Coeur d'Alene called me this week. They had a couple of busloads of people show up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And that northern horn of Idaho is home to the highest per capita number of retired law enforcement and military personnel in the whole country. It's like 3 out of 5 people that live there are retired law enforcement or military. And so they had a couple of busloads of people show up there apparently to protest and riot in Coeur d'Alene, which is a very sleepy, nice, upscale town.
Right.
And several hundred armed, grown men were waiting for them and told the buses, no, go back to Spokane from whence you came. And they forced them to go back home. So, yeah, you know, I mean, and, you know, I've not been real vocal about the whole thing online because, you know, that's just not how I roll, but my contention pretty much is, you know, I understand the protests. Hey, you want to protest? That's your constitutional right. Stop messing with people's personal stuff. Stop messing with businesses, because the thing is, you don't want to get people who don't want to be involved. Because those of us who don't want to be involved, once we do get involved, are not going to be happy about it. So leave us alone.
My grandfather used to tell me, there's this particular breed of squirrel up in North Carolina they call a boomer. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather would tell me those are the fastest things alive. And I'd be like, what happens if you grab one of those, Grandpa? And he'd be like, well, you won't be able to let go of it fast enough.
That's it. That's the bottom line. You know, and so, yeah, that's just kind of been my, you know, my mantra through this whole thing. I'm not, you know, I'm not vocal about it online. I'm trying to keep things lighthearted on my own pages online and show what we do, our guns and all that. Don't get me involved because you're not going to like it. You're not going to have fun if I have to get involved. Don't come to my place of business. None of that.
When you travel, if you have to go in somewhere where they might get some busing in there, like if they got busing in. And I'm curious, when they bust those guys in before they made the buses turn around, were they already done up in their little ninja get-ups and their face masks and all, you know, their little tight, narrow black outfits?
Oh, yeah. Apparently they were all, you know, suited up in their little, you know, Antifa get-ups.
Yeah.
And they showed up to a couple of hundred, you know, grown men with long arms that said, no, turn your buses around. You're not getting off here.
You're not welcome here, children. Now go on back and go play your reindeer games in Spokane.
Right. This is grown-up land, and we're not having any kids running around here smashing our windows in.
If anything gets destroyed, it's probably going to be your face.
Yeah.
And then your head. And then your ribs.
There's been a number of instances that I've seen online. There was a town in Northern California where a truckload of Antifa showed up. They were going to start some protests and, you know, do some looting, and the townspeople they beat the snot out of these kids. They were like, nah, y'all get back in your truck and leave. You're not welcome here. Go back to wherever you came from.
In Los Angeles, the Crips became civic-minded and ran them out of town.
Yes, they did. And then I read an article last night that in Chicago, the Latin Kings are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Latin Kings are like, nah, we're not playing this game with you. We already burned our town down once. We don't want you to burn it down for us.
We found out the whole shortcoming to that, when you burn it down, then you got to live with it. And we're trying to rebuild it now. So anyway, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we'll get back into the 1911 stuff that I had not asked about Nebraska, so I needed to do that. Chambers Custom, you can find them at chamberscustom.com. They are on Facebook. They are on Instagram. Instagram and Facebook are the two main places I would say go follow them, because you get to see what they're doing. And when you get to see what they're doing, although there is, and I'm going to talk about this when we get back, but when you see a Chambers gun, when you see the first one, you'll always recognize the rest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On a day that thousands of Brooklyn, New York residents paid their respects to George Floyd, Floyd's brother Terrence is expressing his thanks for the outpouring of support and calling for peaceful protests.
I'm proud of the protest, but I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm going to say that again. I'm proud of the protest, but I'm not proud of the destruction.
During a Justice Department news conference, Attorney General Bill Barr defended his authority to clear a path for President Trump to walk to a nearby church.
The president is the head of the executive branch, and
the chief executive of the nation and should be able to walk outside the White House and walk across the street to the Church of Presidents.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says America needs to heal, and he's calling on Congress to get back into session. You're listening to USA Radio News. The mother of Michael White says Iran is releasing her son from custody. Joanna White broke the news on social media and thanked the State Department for helping her son. The U.S. Navy veteran had been held by Iran for 683 days since his arrest in 2018. Hogan Gidley, principal deputy White House press secretary, tells Fox News,
"This is a great day for America. It's a great day for Michael White. It's a great day for this president. He's worked tirelessly to bring people home, and I've been in the Oval Office many times when those reuniting situations have occurred. It is a somber, sobering, wonderful moment."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state can host the GOP National Convention. DeSantis saying that he thinks Florida could hold the event in a safe way amid the coronavirus pandemic. This comes after President Trump says he's moving the convention from North Carolina to another state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Look at this. It's happening. Why is this happening? Everybody's calling me on the phone like I'm not doing a radio show. I'm doing a radio show.
I've had 3 calls since I've been on the radio, too, so don't feel bad.
but if you want to call me on the radio show and talk to Joe, that number is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. I don't normally rant like that. I humbly apologize. Anyway.
I don't.
anyway, like I said, when I go down, Columbia, South Carolina has had their share of cops' cars being burned and quite a few other things, a lot of looting, a lot of rioting and everything. So I am going to be carrying the Chambers gun simply because that gun is dialed in. Now, is a 1911 with fixed sights when it comes, if you go out and buy, like, do you even make a 1911 with fixed sights?
Yeah, we make the regular WMG or the fat WMG, either one, can be ordered with standard fixed sights if they want, yeah.
So when that happens, is that pretty well dialed in like my gun is dialed in? Is it dialed in with those fixed sights?
Yeah, I mean, we sight all the guns in. I shoot them personally at 25 yards to evaluate what height sight it needs on the gun. And we try to do it with a couple of different ammos that would replicate what the average guy would carry. So we shoot some, for example, if it's a 45, we shoot some 230 grain ball. We shoot some 185 grain jacket at a hollow point, and we shoot some 200 grain lead wad cutter ammo. And, you know, make a determination. Usually the 230 grain ball is a little bit lower at 25 yards than the 185 and the 200. So we make a determination, and, you know, oftentimes because of how we do it, I'm in communication with the client, and I can go, okay, what are you going to carry in this gun? Well, you know, I really like to carry 230 grain gold dots. Okay, cool. So we'll sight it in for 230 grain, you know, ball ammo, which replicates the gold dot.
Right.
And that is the beauty of ordering a gun that's being built for you, because you can tell me what you want. You know, if you like 9mm, you can say, well, look, I just shoot 115 ammo because that's what I can find. Okay, we'll dial it in for that. You know, some of the other guys that we build guns for in law enforcement, they shoot 147 or 124 grain lawman, you know, spear lawman ammo. And so we dial the gun in for that. We have some of that here. That's why I personally prefer the buried and protected rear sight, though, because you don't always know what you've got to shoot. And so with an adjustable rear sight that's properly protected and installed, you can shoot whatever you want. A couple right. clicks here, a couple clicks there, and off you go.
And then, of course, there's the optic, which mm-hmm. in the case with this gun, you were kind enough to send it with an optic, and it is dialed in to where you guys can hit. Was it 200 yards or 200 feet?
200 yards. We were hitting
200 yards, mm-hmm. 600 feet.
Two football fields.
Yeah.
Hope.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
That's no joke. That's spitting it out there.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I see this a lot now. I have noticed, and we talked about this the other day, but how many people come to you wanting something that is very difficult for you to execute? And you probably, well, like we've talked about the 460 Roland before. Somebody... The first time I got one of your guns, they said, hey, does he do a 460 Roland? And, you know, you were there, and you go, nope, I don't.
Nope. The end. End of discussion.
End of discussion. But, I mean, is there a reason for that? Is it more trouble than it's worth? And would it hurt your reputation to put something out there because it's just so hard to get it to your standard?
Yeah, I mean, my general rule is don't build something that you can't make run and can't be accurate. And some of those Wildcat calibers have issues.
Right.
The Roland's issue in particular is it beats the crap out of a gun.
Right.
And I've seen more than one gun built on a Roland, or more than one gun built into a Roland that, you know, the slides beat to crap, the frames beat to crap, the slide stops destroyed. Well, what's the point? You know, get a 45 and shoot 185 grain hollow points from somebody like Double Tap. The end. We get some challenging projects from time to time, like the, you know, the long slide, wide body 10mm that we built for a friend of mine down in Florida. That was a very challenging project, but it ran good. It runs good. He's enjoying shooting it.
Right.
Probably the most challenging projects that I get, though, are like some of the ones I'm working on right now, where you got to build two or three guns in a set that are identical.
Identical. Yeah.
Right. Handmade, identical, you know, at least from the outside. Obviously, things are going to be a little different on the inside because of the specs to make everything fit properly.
Right.
But on the outside, the guns have to be matching images of each other. And, of course, you know, I kind of became known for doing those projects exceptionally with the mirror image duo, the lefty righty set, years and years ago. And so now when a lot of times when people are thinking about ordering more than one, they will oftentimes say, well, can you build a 45 and a 9 that are identical? Yeah, I can. Sure, why not? Okay, let's do that. Okay, cool. I mean, you know, the old adage, Willie Nelson song, if you got the money, honey, I got the time.
Right.
So... and it does take a lot of time. If it takes me, let's say, for example, it takes 60 to 80 hours to build one gun, you would go, well, it's 120 to 160 hours to build two. No, it's like 200 hours to build a two-gun set.
Yeah.
Because of all those little exacting details that have to be precise.
If I were coming to you for a two-gun set, I would want to, I like the Fat WMGC, but then I would want something with a, in a commander configuration single stack.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of guys are doing that. You know, they want a wide body for, you know, non-permissive environments, or for just going to the range and having fun because there's a lot of bullets, and they want a single stack or a bobtail commander of some sort, you know, for their daily carry. And, you know, and that's good. I mean, I'm currently carrying my single stack 38 Super, and by sometime next week I'll be carrying my Yeti gun in 9mm, the bobtail with the red dot on it. And, you know, I don't, like we've talked before, I don't really see the need for myself currently to carry a wide body. If I do, I carry the Regulator or the Night Fighter, or, you know, I carry an M16.
Yeah, that's pretty wide body.
Yeah,
coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break. To see all this stuff that he does, to see the stuff he's done in the past and everything else, you need to go to chamberscustom.com. He does have a fourth gunsmith coming on board. And the way a gunsmith went, once the gunsmith, we actually know him by his name, that means he's passed muster and or he's cut the mustard, as it would be at Chambers Custom. And now he can be known by his name. Until then, he just has to answer to, hey, you. And as soon as that happens, their capacity will increase. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we're talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers. One thing that I have noticed about your guns, Joe, the contours of your slides, I sort of can see the resemblance in all the guns. You ever been told that before?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things that are kind of indicative of whether or not it's a Chambers gun. So yeah,
right.
I see that.
Do people like that? I mean, your guns look like industrial masterpieces. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't go with a whole lot of the scallop sides of the slide. I mean, high power cuts or cock insurations are one thing, but I don't know that I wasn't. I've never tried to, and I've had some people try to convince me to, but I've never been one to go, oh, I'm going to make my custom 1911 look like that custom Glock.
Right.
That just never really appealed to me. You know, to me, the 1911 is a pretty classic look. I mean, it's 110 years old nearly. And, well, it's actually 110 years old now since when it was invented, actually, in 1910.
Right.
But, so I never really saw the need to make it into something it's not. I was, you know, I'm always more focused on enhancing what it is. And it's a classic looking gun that deserves the respect and the reverence that it's given. And, you know, I mean, I've never had somebody say, well, I'm not going to buy one of your guns because of the way it looks. If they did, I'd be like, oh, okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
More for me.
Yeah, thanks for saving me the headache of having to hear you complain later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they do have a very distinct look, and especially the guns that I personally build, the polished guns and stuff, they have a very distinct look because there's not anybody out there right now polishing guns the way I do. And there hasn't been for a long, long time. Or if there are, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen, you know, their work online or anywhere. The Fat Series and the Pro Series guns, you know, we just try to design each of those guns unique to what the professional that hired us to do it is desiring out of their product, what they want to put their name on and be proud of. And so, yeah, I can see how that would be the place.
Now, one thing I would say, now, you're not a big press checker, are you? You don't understand the need to press check.
Well, I used to not be until I get into the tactical world, you know, and I find myself doing it more and more now. Although, I mean, I treat every gun as if it were loaded, and the guns that I have that are actually loaded as far as 1911s, the hammer's back and the thumb safety's on.
Right.
So if I look at one of my own personal guns and I see that the hammer's back and the thumb safety's on, I know that gun's loaded because I made it ready.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I won't occasionally, you know, press check one. And I used to press check underneath from the front, you know.
Right.
And then after some teaching and coaching from guys like Steve and Chuck and Jared and Dan Brokos and a bunch of these guys, I changed it to an overhand
pinch
from the
right.
Yeah, the pinch. You have to be conscientious of it because you don't want to put your hand out in front of the muzzle the other
sure.
way.
Yeah,
I've seen a few guys shoot their hands that way, and that's not good.
No, I wouldn't think
so. Yeah, no, that never ends up well.
Well, the reason I'm bringing that up is because the way you spring the guns and the way the slides are fitted, you don't really need front serrations or scallops to press check it.
No, you don't. But in the tactical world, guys like them. That's what they want.
If somebody handed one of these to me when I was in the tactical world before it became chic to be in it, mm-hmm. I would have been very appreciative of the weapon because the one I shot, it sounded like if you shook it, it sounded like a 69 Ford Fairlane station wagon, you know, the kind that had the wood panels on the side. Everything on the gun rattled.
Right.
And it was, you know, getting a gun like this one would be very good. And whether it had front serrations or not would not be a big issue. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it. Steven Seagal, have you ever seen him press check a gun that has a bushing and not a guide rod?
Oh, yeah. He does it from the front.
Yeah, he does it. Yeah. And, I mean, I like that, too. I like that one. But I can do that one with the Fat WMG.
Yeah, you can. Well, it's more difficult with the Fat WMG because you have a full-length guide rod on it. I have always shied away from that method myself because you have your thumb in the trigger guard where the trigger is.
Right.
And you have your finger up where the muzzle is. And the gun is cocked and off safety.
Right.
And by the very nature of it, you are also gripping the gun with your strong hand, which means your grip safety is off. So
right.
now you've put your index finger of your non-firing hand in the way of the bullet. At some point, it's in the way of the bullet.
Well, I won't be doing that no more.
Yeah, it's just something to think about. I don't advise it. And you know, I mean, we've talked about this in the past. I'm not a fan of front cocking serrations personally.
Right.
But that is what was requested by these guys that are, you know, true warriors. These guys, they done been there and done that, and they're like, nope, got to have front cocking serrations. Okay, cool, make it happen. And there's even a move, you know, you're going to see some stuff in the future, I'm sure, where we go with front cocking serrations even a little further back down the slide because that's what they want.
Right.
You know, hey, that's their style, that's their jam, we'll roll with that. Now, the new press check gun, the Life Fighter, it doesn't have any cocking serrations at all, front or back. It's got scallops.
Right.
Because, well, it's a, you know, we're building it as a more concealed carry type gun. Not a quote unquote fighting gun, not a duty gun. So, yeah, I mean, I think it kind of mission dictates the equipment kind of deal, you know?
I'm going to tell you a secret, though. I don't know. I don't know when. How old is Chuck Pressburg? When did he serve? Do you know?
He was in. I'm not positive about this, but I think Chuck went in the late 80s, and he got out 2.5 years ago, roughly.
Okay.
He was in for, so he was, yeah, because he's a couple years older than me, not much. He's just a couple years older than me. So he went in right out of high school in the late 80s, I think 88 or 89, and he served until 2017. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, okay? Don't tell anybody else I said this. The M9 that we had and the 45s that we had back in the 80s, because I got out of the Army in 90, they didn't have no serrations on them.
No, they didn't.
I suspect when you've got somebody saying, okay, I want to build a Pro Series gun for you, the perfect gun for you, what would it have on it? I'm going to suspect that when you told Chuck and Jared and Steve this, that the erector set that is their brain, where they do all of this thinking and everything, that went into full motion. They were like, I can have this any way I want it. Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, Steve, he don't much care for front cocking serration.
No.
He likes high power cuts.
Well, they work the same way, the way he does a press check, because every time Steve is in there, when he's loading on the line and everything, he's doing a quick press before he sticks it back in the holster. So,
right.
But then again,
yeah.
Steve's hands are about the size of, I don't know, a bushel basket. So, I mean, he can, you know, all guns look really small in Steve's hands.
Yeah, he's got baseball gloves for
catcher's mitt hands, yeah. We're about to run out of time. So, if you want, I'll tell you this now, if you want. Tell everybody that listens to 1911 University or wants to, if they want to call in while you're on 1911 University, there's a way to do it now. So, in any event,
I'll pass the word. Absolutely.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Yes,
and
sir.
Be safe out there.
Oh, yeah. And we will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.